It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And it is a Wednesday morning, which means one thing and one thing only. It's time for that Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram as we welcome him in on the hotline. Dave, how are we doing today?
Fine, Rocco, thanks.
Great to hear, Dave. Great to hear. A pair of stories from you that I wanted to discuss here this morning. This first one from over the weekend, and you were at a gun violence rally this past weekend right here in Elyria. I believe it was on the Ely Square. And, you know, we all know gun violence all over America as of late, and talks about gun reform and just all different kinds of conversations going on with that right now. So, again, you were at this event in Elyria. What all was talked about? What all was said? And what was sort of your main takeaway from all this, Dave?
So this is primarily run by Moms Demand Action, and there is a Lorain County chapter of that led by Laura Irvin and several others. Laura spoke to the rally. There were about 100 people there, mostly wearing orange. That's considered kind of the color of the movement of the, you know, of the anti-gun violence movement, of the gun safety movement, because it really is a gun safety color. I mean, that's what hunters wear out in the woods to make themselves visible to other hunters. So you don't have a lot, you know, so you have fewer hunting accidents, I should say. So this particularly, there was a lot of discussion about ending gun violence, what the important, takeaways were that not everybody, you know, especially Moms Demand Action, not everybody's out there to come and take away people's guns. There's more guns in the United States than there are Americans in the United States. There's more than one gun for every American citizen. And for all the people who are not American citizens who are visiting here as well. So there are an estimated 400 million guns and an estimated 330 million Americans, right? Give or take a couple million. So what they were talking about was not taking everybody's guns, but universal background checks. The fact that people should feel safe at work, in movie theaters, in their schools, in hospitals, in their places of worship, on mass transit. All of these places have seen mass shootings in recent years. So Moms Demand Action was founded a day after the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre back in 2012. And more of what, you know, of what the organizers were talking about was, demanding meetings with policymakers and politicians, you know, encouraging people to write letters to the editor in the newspaper, submit them, you know, call and write to their elected officials, talk with other people about gun safety, recognize signs of suicidal behavior. And if those folks have guns, you know, talk to your congresspeople, your state legislators about red flag laws and what red flag laws would do. Would allow a judge, after a hearing, to temporarily remove firearms from the possession of somebody who might be exhibiting suicidal or homicidal behavior, who might have, you know, have some sort of mental health concerns that would make them possibly violent or wanting to harm themselves or other people, wanting to go out and ask the police to shoot them. That's commonly called, you know, suicide by cop. Donate blood so the hospitals have enough when a mass shooting does happen that they can treat the victims. These are all things that were talked about. No one was talking about sending the police out to everybody's house and collecting all their guns. That was not discussed at all on Saturday. So it's and this is something that has support from, you know, from the mayors of the major cities in Lorain County. You know, Frank Whitfield of Elyria, Jack Bradley of Lorain, even from smaller villages, you know, Bob Mylander of Kipton, John Hunter of Sheffield, Mayor Greg Zilka, City of Avon Lake, all issued proclamations or signed on to calls for ends to gun violence. And I think most everybody can agree we want to end gun violence, right? And that's a pretty common feeling among everybody of all political stripes. So it was a rally for common sense gun laws. At least, you know, that's what the organizers were saying. Common sense gun laws, common sense, you know, trying to just stop, you know, having to have all these funerals and vigils for people who have been shot to death. And, you know, this happened in Uvalde, Texas, most recently, in Buffalo, New York, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Laguna Woods, California. And there have been a number of shootings, a number of murders. And many, many suicides in Elyria and Lorain County and Lorain, and elsewhere in the county. And people stood up on Saturday and said that they wanted all that to stop.
And I think you're right. I think people on both sides of that political spectrum, regardless of where you fall, I think we can all agree that something needs to change here, right, in terms of the gun violence that we see. It's just a matter of how it gets done. And I think you did a good job of explaining that, you know, it's not a matter of, hey, we're just going to come and take all of your guns. That's not necessarily where the starting point with all of this is. It's just a matter of, hey, something needs to change, whether that's, you know, universal background checks or something along those lines. And anything to kind of help get this gun violence put to an end, I think will help. So great article from you, Dave. Again, you can check that out at chronicleT.com. That one was in Sunday's Chronicle Telegram. Again, Saturday's gun violence rally right here in Elyria. Another story here from you, Dave, that I wanted to talk about this morning. This was in yesterday's Chronicle Telegram. The Community West Foundation, they are located in Westlake, handing out some grant dollars to Lorain County agencies and nonprofits. So who all got some money here, Dave, and why is that so important?
Yeah, this is a nice little event on Monday morning, in which $400,000 in grants were given out to agencies that help with housing, with preventing or engaging or fixing homelessness, and also that help people who are reentering society, either who have been in jail for a long time or have been in prison for a long time, you know, are coming off of probation or who are otherwise re-entering society from some sort of incarceration. $400,000, a lot of that went to, Lorain County Safe Harbor, Genesis House, for domestic violence survivors, for domestic violence advocacy. Almost $100,000, $96,000 went to Neighborhood Alliance, which does a lot to help, you know, cure homelessness or to fix homelessness, allow people to shelter. Humility of Mary Housing's Faith House got $36,000. Blessing House, which does children's crisis, where, you know, children who maybe there was some family violence, a family emergency, a death in the family, some sort of custody problems or concerns. They help kids, you know, and put them in their temporary shelter, and then kind of can move them around to family. You know, families out of town, they can come and get them. But they are Children's Crisis Care Center. They do traumatic counseling, things like that. Now they got $62,000. Church of the Open Door, their Generation House, which is transitional housing for families, they had $18,000. And P2R Training and Resource Center, which helps people leaving prison or jail and reentering society, got another $12,000 plus. So these are all places that received some of that funding from Community West. Some people may know that former Elyria City Councilman Marcus Madison is a program officer over at Community West, and he told me that he's trying to help out, you know, Cuyahoga County's western neighbors. You know, Community West being in Cuyahoga County focuses on Cuyahoga County, but it has recently, with some of Marcus's help, come and said to Lorain County, "Hey, how can we help you?" So Marcus bringing some money back to the county with the blessing of his bosses at Community West. Community West gives away about $4 million every year.
Wow.
And they had their largest quarter. This last quarter was about $1 million in grants, largest quarter ever in a year. So this is really, really kind of neat. They also were responsible, and this is part of the story. And I had reported kind of partially on this, earlier last month, that Blessing House needed a new van. Community West ponied up about $23,000. They gave $23,000 to Blessing House to buy a new van to take the kids around. And Lorain County Commissioners also pitched in another $23,000 out of American Rescue Plan Act funds to cover the other half of that cost, so the kids can get taken on field trips this summer, or that they can be taken to school. And that's really kind of a nice little footnote to that story as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is fantastic stuff there, seeing all of those different nonprofits get some much-needed money to help out with their causes. Of course, us at WEOL, very familiar with the Blessing House, with Mary Herrick and our friend Tim Alcorn, all kinds of involvement there. So awesome stuff and great story from you, Dave. Again, if you want to find out more, you can check it out in Chronicle's edition of, or Tuesday's edition, excuse me, of the Chronicle Telegram, or head online to chronicleT.com. Again, our guest this morning is Dave O'Brien on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, so so Kevin Martin's going to have some stories from Elyria, from hopefully from Planning Commission, also from City Council, also potentially a story out of Avon and Lorraine councils that were on Monday, and then I might have some stories out of court this week. So we'll see what we can do, and also Wednesday morning is always county commissioners. So we'll see what happens there, and you can read about that on Thursday.
Always got to see what those commissioners are up to, and to find out the latest from them and much more, go to chronicletea.com for that digital e-edition, or pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here in my favorite part of the week. Where are we going for this week's scanner story?
So we're gonna stick around in Lorain County.
Uh-oh.
and not pick on ourselves so much a little bit, but I thought this was a juicy little tidbit that came over the scanner. Somewhere in Lorain County this past weekend, a woman just returned from a trip and has either an aggressive kitten or possibly a bobcat kitten trapped in the undercarriage of her vehicle.
Now I love the possibility of that being a bobcat right there. That is, wow. Got to be careful with those things.
And if I can expand a little bit on that, apparently this is not the first time that such a thing has happened. There was a secondary report that came later from one of the officers involved in this conversation that apparently sometime last year someone came back to Ohio from Arizona, opened up their trailer, and there was a bobcat inside. So this may well turn into a story about animals hitching rides from the American West to the Buckeye State.
Wow! Some cross country traveling pioneers right there. Who knew the bobcats have it down to a science? Paying for gas in this economy? Heck no! Hitching a ride on a trailer.
Oh. Right, yeah, they know the way to travel. They are being economical travelers.
Heck yeah, they are. Man, I might have to take a note or two from those dang bobcats. Wow, how about that? Well, entertaining scanner story as always, Dave. I appreciate the time this morning. Hope you have a great rest of the week, and looking forward to catching up with you some more next week, man.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.